cattle futures closed a touch lower Wednesday. Cash fed cattle trade remained undeveloped. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 15th of December. Cattle futures ran out of steam Wednesday as traders were apparently waiting for more cash direction. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 24 cents lower, while live cattle futures closed an average of 34 cents lower. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive on very light demand to mostly a standstill through Wednesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were $153 to $155 a hundredweight in the Texas Panhandle. They were $155 to $156 in Kansas, $156 to $158 in Nebraska, and $156 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $246 to $247. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $4.88 lower Wednesday afternoon at $250.07 a hundredweight. Select was $1.23 higher at $226.69. Corn futures closed 2 to 4 cents lower through July of 23 and then mostly fractionally mixed. Soybean futures closed narrowly mixed, mostly a penny lower to a penny higher.
Whoa! Herefords are the efficiency experts for a reason. In crossbreeding systems, Herefords boost pregnancy rates by 7% and add $30 per head in feed yard profitability. And Hereford genetics bring unrivaled hybrid vigor, longevity, and disposition. Now that'll stop you in your tracks. Come home to Hereford for more pounds, more calves, and more profit. Visit Hereford.org for a sale near you.
Calves and feeder cattle traded mixed to higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Volume was dented by cancellation of sales in the Dakotas due to the winter storm. Feeder steers and heifers sold $1 to $3 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. A day earlier, steer and heifer calves weighing less than 550 pounds sold mostly $3 to $5 higher and then fully steady at heavier weights. There are 10,473 head on offer across both days. Steers weighing 450 to 600 pounds sold $2 to $6 lower at Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska. Steers weighing 600 to 900 pounds sold steady to $4 higher. Heifers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $4 to $10 higher and then steady to $3 lower at heavier weights. There are 4,617 head on offer. At Winter Livestock in Dodge City, steers weighing 400 to 900 pounds sold steady to $2 higher. Heifers weighing 350 to 850 sold $3 to $5 higher. There are 3,021 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold steady to $2 higher at South Central Stockyards in Vienna, Missouri, where there are 1,623 head. Steers weighing more than 600 pounds sold steady to $2 lower. Feeder heifers weighing less than 600 pounds sold steady and then $1 to $3 higher at heavier weights. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Wednesday, pressured by hawkish comments from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, taking wind from the sails of those who had hoped the central bank would begin taking a softer monetary stance. According to an FOMC statement, the committee anticipates that ongoing increases in the target range will be appropriate in order to attain a stance of monetary policy that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2% over time. Although less than recent increases, the Fed raised the target range for the federal funds rate another half point to 4.25% to 4.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 142 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 24 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 85 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $1.37 to $1.89 higher through the front six contracts. Last year, 26% of U.S. beef production came from small family operations and 57% came from midsize and large-scale family operations, according to the 2022 edition of America's Farms and Ranches at a Glance. Most U.S. operations, 89%, are small family farms that operate on nearly 50% of U.S. agricultural land and account for 18% of the total value of production. Large-scale family operations account for 46% of the total value of production and 27% of the agricultural land. Mid-size family operations last year accounted for 18% of agricultural land and 18% of the total value production. By the way, small family farms had gross cash farm income of less than $350,000 for the year. For mid-size operations, the range of gross cash farm income was $350,000 to $999,999. It was $1 million or more for large-scale family operations. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 15th of December. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.